This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Republican National Convention got underway today with party stalwarts renominating President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. President Trump himself is expected to speak all 4 days of the convention. Last week, Democrats, wary of gathering in large numbers because of the coronavirus pandemic, nominated former Vice President Joe Biden as their presidential candidate at a virtual convention, a series of speeches and videos aired online in real time. The Republicans are planning a different scenario, meeting Monday in the mid-south city of Charlotte, North Carolina, where they formally nominated Mr. Trump to be the Republican presidential candidate. And Mr. Trump spoke to them in person. He told the delegates today, "This is the most important election in the history of our country." As the convention got underway Monday, former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress endorsed the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, who was vice president under Barack Obama. The Biden campaign announced that the former lawmakers joined its new Republicans for Biden program, which launched today. It's part of the campaign's efforts to engage with Republicans who've lost faith in their own party's candidate. In a statement to Fox News, the Trump campaign dismissed the announcement. The Trump campaign will feature some of its own converts at the Republican National Convention, including New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew, who said last year he was switching to the Republican Party. The World Health Organization said Monday 9 vaccines are being evaluated by its cooperative COVAX facility. The COVAX program was established to guarantee equal access to COVID-19 treatments and vaccines across all nations. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said it makes economic sense to make sure all nations have access to treatment. This is VOA News. The hospital treating gravely ill Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, since he was medically airlifted to Germany 2 days earlier, said today that its tests indicate he was poisoned. The hospital said Navalny is in an intensive care unit and is still in an induced coma. It also said his health is serious, but there's currently no acute danger to his life. The anti-corruption campaigner and critic of President Vladimir Putin fell ill on August 20th during a flight from Siberia to Moscow. The plane made an emergency landing in Omsk, where doctors put him into an induced coma. A spokesman for Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters Monday that protection is necessary for Navalny because poisoning is suspected. He said Navalny is undergoing extensive testing. The spokesman added that there are other recent examples of poisoning in Russian history. In recent Russian history, he said the world takes this suspicion very seriously. The United States will ensure Israel retains a military advantage in the Middle East under any future U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates. That's according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today. Pompeo told reporters after a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, "The United States has a legal requirement with respect to qualitative military edge. We will continue to honor that." Netanyahu said he had been reassured on the issue by Pompeo, who began a Middle East visit in Jerusalem today. It will showcase U.S. support for Israeli-Arab peace efforts and building a front against Iran. His trip will also include Sudan, the UAE, and Bahrain. A U.S. brokered deal on normalizing relations between Israel and the UAE was announced on August 13th. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas will hold talks in Greece and Turkey on Tuesday in a bid to help defuse mounting friction over gas reserves in the eastern Mediterranean. The discovery of major natural gas deposits and waters surrounding Cyprus and the Greek island of Crete has triggered a scramble for energy riches and revived old regional rivalries. The foreign minister told reporters Monday, "We're worried that the tensions could further weigh on the relationship between Turkey and the EU, and that further escalation could have grave consequences." Austria is expelling a Russian diplomat for breaching the Vienna Convention governing diplomats' privileges and immunities. That's according to an Austrian foreign ministry spokesperson on Monday. It's what a tabloid newspaper reported as an economic espionage case. The spokesperson said his behavior is not in accordance with the Vienna Convention and declined to elaborate further. You can find more on this and our other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.